gap or a cow pen?
No, cow pen, yes, but milk gap, no.
What was a cow pen like?
Well, the cow pen would have probably been that same barn lot that I talked about for us. Now, for other people, it would have been different. But I'm only talking about our practices mm-hmm. because they're the only ones I really know.
And if you had a lot of milk cows in a commercial place, farm that had...
Dairy.
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
Yes, sometimes people called the milk room in an old-fashioned house the dairy.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have sometimes either a room or a milk building, a milk shed, where they stored the milk. And usually this would have maybe a well or something cool down in it.
Mm-hmm.
Often milk was kept down where you had your well. But we used to have a milk room. My aunt still has one. And it was the only brick part of the building other than the foundations and the fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kept it cooler. And the milk used to... be put in big crocks and before you had refrigeration and allowed to stand, and then the cream would form on the top
mm-hmm.
and then it would be skimmed and then it would be bottled and put in the refrigerator, or what was then called the ice box.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's no difference between ice box and refrigerator now, but I know what it was then because
mm-hmm.
we had both.
This milk room at your family's house, was that built onto the house?
Yes,
then?
It was.
And
the milk was brought up from the farm each morning. I used to pasteurize my own right here when my children were small. And this has been a long time past the time when other
mm-hmm.
people were getting milk, but we had the farms and we had the cows. And so they came in each day and brought milk and then vegetables and things like that.
Mm-hmm. A place where people could store potatoes and turnips during the winter, they'd call that?
That would have been called a root cellar, but we never had one. But I know that they had root cellars.
And... say if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
Okay. And you'd say cotton would grow out in a
field.
What about something smaller than a field?
Well, not for cotton you're talking about.
No.
Though. Something like your own garden plot.
Uh-huh.
That would be, or just the garden, or the vegetable garden.
Do you ever hear of a patch?
Yes. After all, that was what Peter Rabbit was in, was Mr. McGregor's garden. I think it was a patch, wasn't it? But we didn't call it that, no. Actually, patch used to be referred to as a cotton patch
uh-huh.
sometimes, too. But it wasn't a term that I ever used outside of hearing in an Uncle Remus or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
Are you talking about the old times or now?
Uh-huh.
Nowadays you'll disc it with a tractor, but in the old days you would have probably broken it up with a spade or a shovel.
Or something that would have horses?
Oh, a plow, yes.
Do you ever hear different names for different kinds of old-fashioned plows?
Yes, they were shaped differently and were used for different things. For instance, there was a particular one that was called a root plow, which would be one of the first one you'd use in trying to plow up a new field and get the roots of the trees out of it. That was a root plow, and then they would have different ones. Now, I've never plowed, and I really have only seen these, not in general knowledge or my own knowledge, but, from their use, but in the museum. We have
mm-hmm.
some in our French Trading Post Museum, and one of the ones we have is a root plow.
What about something that would break up the ground finer than a plow? Had little teeth in it?
Harrow.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of those?
Probably, but I really wouldn't know.
Do you ever hear of a tool called a lizard?
Yes, but I don't know what it is or what it was. And only this because I have a list of tools. I got a little booklet on tools that people used and looked it over and then put it in the museum library.
Uh-huh. And you ran across lizard in that?
I think I ran across lizard in that. There were a lot of those terms. I don't have that book here. It's in the museum. You know,
okay,
I was acquiring books. I really would like to know what it was, but I remember reading all these